Ari Rosenbaum here with another fun-filled episode of that 4K podcast. This week's episode, we're going to talk about kind of fun topic, talk about two of my favorite things. 401k plans, obviously. This is why you listen to the 401k podcast. And number two, the Godfather movies. Everybody knows that, you know, I love movies and I love TV and I love mixing a lot of pop culture along with 401k plans to kind of make people understand things quicker. I think in the movie Mary Poppins, a little bit of sugar will keep the medicine go down. So a little pop culture here and there is going to have plan sponsors understand the rules in a language that they can understand. So we're going to talk about the Godfather rules in your 401k plan, which is kind of funny because it says the Godfather rules, which it does, and we'll talk about that. But of course, the first things first, that 401k virtual bunch, we're going to return on, I believe, Thursday, March 10th, guest Dan Venturi. Also sign up for that, 4 p.m. Eastern, free event. Also sign up for that 401k National Virtual Conference. That will be in January, and we, again, are planning events for 2021. It's all dependent on me getting a vaccine shot, as well as, obviously, fans being allowed to go to the ballpark and kind of some return to normalcy now that it's only been about a year. You know, I feel like we're in captivity of some kind. So go to that 401ksite.com for further information on how you could be a part of the virtual bunch, as well as that 401k National Virtual Conference. Signing up is as simple as signing up for $20.22. We already got people signed up for that. It's in January, but, you know, time runs really quickly. So let's get back to the topic. Obviously, two of my favorite movies of all time. Everybody knows my favorite movie of all time is Airplane. Probably within the top five is Godfather, Godfather Part Two. Every now and then, I change my mind. For a long time, Godfather Part Two was better than Godfather Part One, but I've changed course. And I'm one of those people that will actually defend Godfather Part Three. I thought it was an excellent, excellent movie. To me, it's like the Star Wars movies. Anything after the first three that Lucas did, everybody complains and nitpicks and whatnot, but, you know, it's never going to be as good as you remember when you were younger. And I think that has always to do with people's age. You know, when I saw Star Wars when I was five, it obviously had such a big impression to me that, you know, I went in seeing The Phantom Menace and Attack of the Clones and all the other movies after that with the idea that I knew it wasn't going to be as good as the first movies, and that was fine. And there have been some, you know, other movies along the way that have been excellent. I think Rogue One is one of the best Star Wars movies of all time. I don't think that people would talk about that movie enough. I thought it was a fantastic movie. In some ways, I think it was better than any of the, last three, Abrams-led movies. But, you know, I always debate very loudly with Star Wars people about what's good and what's not. But, you know, The Godfather and Godfather Part Two, I don't think Godfather Part Two is the greatest sequel of all time. Godfather Part Three was kind of, you know, it was going to fail. The reason it was going to fail was the first two won Best Picture. If you don't win the third as Best Picture, it's considered a failure. More importantly, what happened with that movie was that Francis Ford Coppola did the third movie because he needed money. He needed money to bail out American Zoetrope Studios. And then there were two problems with Godfather Part Three. Number one, he refused to negotiate with Robert Duvall on coming back as Tom Hagen. I think that would have really added a dimension to the movie. Tom was always a great character, and Robert Duvall is an excellent actor. And I like George Hamilton, the personality. I liked him in Love at First Bite. But, you know, that relationship, that attorney relationship, kind of brother, you know, they were actually brothers. That was certainly missing. And the second mishap, which, of course, I think everybody used it against Francis Ford, was that Mary was played by Sofia Coppola after what's her name dropped out of the movie, Winona Ryder, dropped out of the movie. She was supposed to play Mary. I thought she would have been fantastic. She went out. She was dating Johnny Depp at the time, and she was sick, and she bailed out of the movie. So last minute, Sofia Coppola stepped in. Sofia Coppola is not an actress. She's a director. She's a writer. And, you know, I think she weighs the movie down. But I also think that a lot of it has to do with the character. I think the character is quite annoying. It could have been a stronger... I don't think a stronger character. I think it could have been better written. I think at one point Julia Roberts was a candidate to be Mary, and I think that would have been an awful pick. But, you know, it's not a masterpiece like 1 and 2, but let's talk about how The Godfather rules and how it pertains to 401k plans, especially when dealing with the plan sponsors. So let's use a quote from the movie The Godfather and just flesh it out by talking about some of the instances where in the 401k world it's similar to that movie quote. And we'll talk about the movie quote and what it means. This is from Godfather Part 2, Hyman Roth. And I said to myself, this is the business we've chosen. And then Hyman Roth, of course, continues and says, you know, I didn't ask who did the order, you know, I didn't know what, you know, dealing with Mo Green, and Mo Green and Hyman Roth were friends. I think based on the timeline, Mo Green was a lot younger than Hyman Roth. Mo Green is supposed to be is supposed to be Bugsy Siegel. Hyman Roth is patterned after Mayor Lansky. So there's that line that Hyman Roth says to Michael. Mo liked talked a lot, talked a big game. He obviously rankled people. And he was killed, and I didn't, you know, I let it go because this had nothing to do with business, and this is the business that we've chosen. And the funniest part of that is Michael is the one who ordered the death of Mo Green. Now, you can watch Godfather Part 2 again, and I recommend that you do. I want to know, does Hyman Roth really know that Mo Green was killed by Michael when he's telling Michael this? It's a good question, but you know what? What I do know is that maybe it's not being like a gangster, but being a 401k plan sponsor isn't the fairest of positions. You know, this is the business that you've chosen. You know, a 401k plan sponsor, you're a plan fiduciary. That means that unless you outsource fiduciary components of your plan to a plan provider that accepted that liability, you're on the hook for everything. You know, TPA fails to file the Form 5500. You know, you're going to be holding the bag and paying that late penalty fee. You have an advisor who doesn't do their job. The plan participants issue you for the loss. You know, the plan participants are going to be suing you for, you know, the losses sustained in their 401k account because of, you know, of the mistakes that you made. And that's important to, you know, certainly realize. And, you know, it's an unfortunate situation. There are so many things that are unfair with being a plan fiduciary. But this is the path, you know, that a plan sponsor, you know, you've chosen. And, you know, if realizing the reality of your situation may make you more vigilant in the business of being a 401k plan sponsor, that's obviously better. Next line in The Godfather, I think this is from Don Corleone in the first movie. I respect those that tell me the truth, no matter how hard it is. As a 401k plan sponsor, you need plan providers who tell you how it is. You know, not what you want to hear, but what really is. You know, there's no sugarcoating the role as a 401k plan fiduciary. Plan sponsors, you certainly need plan providers who will handle the job professionally and competently. You need to be frank and honest with them. You know, you need to tell them what they need to know instead of what they want you to hear. You need to hire plan providers that will do their job for you in a cost-effective manner and, you know, again, professionally. You should never pick plan providers just because they're cheap, just because they're your payroll provider or bank, and you should never pick a plan provider because they're related to you. Good plan providers make fewer mistakes that would cost you money in the long run. Next quote. This is from the third movie. Probably the most famous line in the third movie because everybody always talks about it. Just when I thought I was up, when I was out, they pull me back in. And, you know, that's obviously Michael Corleone. And, you know, the thing about Michael Corleone, I think he, I find him to be, it reminds me a lot of, you know, the TV show Breaking Bad, where you have one character really innocent at the beginning, and by the end, it's a complete 180. When we see Michael at, you know, in the Godfather 1 or even Godfather Part 3, Godfather Part 1, he's a war hero. He doesn't want to get involved in the family business. And he gets involved because his father is shot. And he feels he's the only one who could plot the revenge against Lazzo McCluskey, so he guns him down. He gets involved in the family business. His brother Santino's killed, so that means that Michael's going to take over the family. And Michael's goal was always to turn the family legitimate. And he's always befuddled. He always gets thrown back in, and by the third movie, it's all legitimate, in a sense. There is still a Corleone family, a crime family, led by Joey Zaza. But, you know, Michael's always wanted to go legit. And the sadness of his life is that no matter how much he tried, he couldn't get out of it. But, you know, he tried to protect his family, and in the end, he ended up destroying it with his wife and, you know, obviously at the end of the movie with his daughter. And, you know, and I think that, you know, like Walt in Breaking Bad, you know, that's, to me, that's the tragedy of all. You know, Walt in Breaking Bad, you know, got in the meth business to take care of his family, then he got involved and became a crime figure. And in the end, he destroyed everything. His brother-in-law was killed as a result. His family was broken apart. You know, it's the same kind of tragedy. And these are great figures in entertainment. And, you know, with Michael, he always tried to justify it. He thought he could turn, again, the crime family legitimate, and he certainly could. But for 401k plan sponsors, it's not as dark. But the problem is that a 401k plan sponsor gets pulled back in when errors in the plan administration are detected. The problems with errors is that they're usually detected years later when there's a change of TPAs, or the government is investigating the plan on a plan audit. You know, just when you thought you were out, error detections will pull you back in. And the problem with detecting errors years later is that it means it may be costlier, since cheaper alternatives to fix a problem may be timed out. Next, it's not personal. It's strictly business. That was Michael Corleone when he was coming up with the idea of, you know, he would rub out Sollozzo and McCluskey. And Santino tells him, "Oh, you know, you're taking this all too personally." And Michael says, "This isn't personal. This is strictly business." And you know, there are certain times when you have to fire your plan provider. You know, I recently had to do that as a plan sponsor, and we'll talk about it. But you know, there are times when you're going to have to fire the plan provider. You know, they make too many errors. They may be unreasonable in terms of fees, or you may find the provider that's a better fit. Regardless of the reason, the provider you fire might take a personal exception to your termination. You know, they need to realize it's just business. It's not personal. Plan fiduciary, you need to do what's best for plan participants and not about making friends or enemies. Firing anybody, whether it's an employer or plan provider, isn't fun or easy. You need to understand your role as a plan fiduciary. You need to make, you know, hard decisions. And hard decisions mean that people are going to get fired. On the flip side, plan providers aren't your friends. I've seen too many plan sponsors have this kind of weird loyalty to a plan provider and don't want to terminate their services, no matter how bad it is for plan participants. Loyalty to plan providers has its limits, and that limit is when that loyalty breaches your loyalty to plan participants. A plan provider that you, which has, you know, that has you, you know, breach your fiduciary duty to your plan participants would not be a friend. And that's a steal line from Joey Zaza. Joey when Vito, I'm sorry, when Michael's nephew, Vincent, says that Joey Zaza said, you know, something negative about Michael Corleone, and Michael says, well, somebody would say that about me, you know, it's a dog. Joey says, yeah, I agree, that would not be a friend. But plant sponsors really need to understand that the needs of plant participants outweigh the needs of being friendly. You're not, you know, being a 401k plant sponsor, you're not in the business of being a friend. Next, my offer to you is nothing. Like Senator Geary, there may be a retirement plan provider you're dealing with that makes, dealing with that, that thinks they have the opportunity to shake you down. I see the situation. Let's go back to the line. My offer to you is nothing. Again, that's Michael to Senator Geary. I love that line because Senator Geary is trying to hold him up and blackmail Michael, and Michael says, you know what, I'm not going to give in to you. You're trying to shake me down for the casino license. I think you should pay for it, and I'm not going to even pay for it. And it always brings the great argument that Michael says to Geary, you know, we come from the same hypocrisy. Geary tries to make himself as this big to-do, but he's a hypocrite. He's, you know, attacking Michael for being Italian and just being denigrating to Michael's Italian heritage. And, you know, Michael, steps up for, you know, his family and says, you know what, the hypocrisy doesn't apply to me. I mean, it doesn't apply to my family. It maybe applies to me, but we, the two of us come from the same hypocrisy. So there may be a retirement plan for all you're dealing with that thinks they have the opportunity to shake you down. Now, I've had that recently with a TPA on a plan that I run, and I turn to the TPA. Again, it's personal. It's not personal. It's strictly business. They took offense to it, and they came out with a deconversion fee and a $5,500 fee that was just completely outrageous. That would have equaled more than half of the annual fee that they collected. And I didn't want to play that. But, you know, there may be plan providers that will attempt to shake you down. But the problem is I always believe that, you know, fees, no matter what they are, should be clear and discussed in the contract. You know, that TPA drafted the agreement. I think it's vague and whatnot. And right now we have a whole big hubbub, as they say. You know, and from my end, you know, I went to the mattresses with a certain TPA because, again, they were trying to punish my plan participants for my decision to terminate their services. Again, they took it personally, even though it was business. I do believe that if you believe that a plan provider is trying to shake you down and the contract may not be clear, I suggest you reach out to an ERISA attorney. And this is where I'm, you know, point where I have to cough. Of course, there's always maybe need to contact the Department of Labor for an investigation. If you believe that the agreement to those fees would violate your fiduciary duty of only paying reasonable plan expenses, I will say that any fees that were fully disclosed by your plan providers and rightfully earned shouldn't be disputed, even if you're terming their services. You know, rightfully, you know, earned fees could be offset for any compliance errors caused by these plan providers. But I believe that, you know, people who earn that fee should get paid their fee. Maybe you're upset with them for one reason or another, but a rightfully earned fee is something that you should not be disputing. Just certainly my 2 cents. And in terms of comments and whatnot, my final comments, quote, I'm sorry, probably one of my favorite underrated characters in the movies is Fredo Corleone. Fredo was played by John Cazale, whose career unfortunately ended when he died of cancer. I think he did about 5 films. He did 5 films, and they were all nominated for Best Picture. His films were The Godfather, The Conversation, The Godfather Part II, Dog Day Afternoon, and The Deer Hunter. That's all the movies he did. They were all nominated for Best Picture, and 3 of them won Best Picture. Godfather 1, 2, and The Deer Hunter. Great character. And, you know, Fredo's line, I was stepped over. It ain't the way I wanted it. I could do things. I'm smart. And, you know, Fredo is one of those tragic figures. You feel bad for him. I'm not going to excuse why he stabbed Mike on the back, but, you know, you got to remember, in situations in life, people are passed over one way or the other. You know, people get passed over. I've been passed over in life. I was a former employee once, too. And I can tell you, they can be a huge pain in the rear end. And they'll be a bigger pain in the rear end if you don't run your plan correctly. I will say that the two most difficult Department of Labor investigations in my career, both dealt with a defined benefit plan that were not covering a specific employee who was complaining about it to the Department of Labor. Problem in those days, the plan document specifically excluded people by name, by their actual name. And that's not reasonable classification. And therefore, these employees who were not entitled to a contribution, in my opinion, still got one. Because the plan document was poorly drafted. Should have excluded them by title. And that was a big headache to the plan. So that's why I say that, you know, dealing with plan participants, they are a bigger trouble than they're worth. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of That 401k Podcast. And, of course, go to that401ksite.com for further information on all the events and certainly articles dealing with the 401k plan business and whatnot. So it's Ari Rosenbaum saying so long. Thanks. Bye.